I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. We're talking today about how to have healthy kids. This is part two of a two-part series, and very informative, and we have a lot more information that we're going to share today. We talked about, in part one, you know, why we need to be concerned about children's health.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times
we assume that children mm-hmm. are healthy just by their very nature, and that's just the opposite. Childhood mortality in most of the world is higher than the adult mortality. So, you know, we're kind of under a false impression, and there's a lot of stresses on children. You know, the growth, a different immune system, a different physiology, that can be very much involved in being susceptible to a lot of the diseases that that aren't as prevalent in the developed world anymore because of sanitation.
Yeah. And you talked about children's immune system being different than adults. That was very interesting.
Yes, and a lot of people don't know that. Children aren't just little adults. They have a totally different physiology, how their immune system works. So really studying pediatrics, childhood health, is a totally different study than taking care of adults. So being aware of that and knowing how that works is an extremely important part of taking care of children.
Yeah, I was just reading about children's stress, and one thing that you'll hear a child say that might be cue you to possibly they are being under stress is tummy aches, mm-hmm. stomach aches.
Yeah, I've had many parents who said, you know, well, my child's been complaining about this for a week, but we thought we'd just come in getting checked, and it was something that was serious.
Mm-hmm.
I've had children who actually had a broken bone and said, "Mommy, my arm hurts," mm-hmm. and you know, it's like, "Oh, okay, sweetheart." But taking things seriously with children is important, and really checking it out, making sure that they get regular checkups is extremely important.
Okay, so we talked to also about pharmaceuticals in the part one. And many of them aren't tested on.
None of them.
None of them are tested on children that children are
right.
prescribed for.
You know, when we're talking about evidence-based medicine, the problem is that there is no evidence-based medicine on children because there haven't been any studies on children, because who wants to volunteer a child for a study?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what we're dealing with children is that we're finding things that are going on. They used to say that cough medicine was safe for children, so they had childhood cough medicine that they would send and sell in pharmacies over the counter. And then they realized that children were dying from it,
mm-hmm.
because children react differently than adults, and it was deadly for them. So there is a lot of things that we find out after the fact that maybe those pharmaceuticals, even over-the-counter pharmaceuticals, weren't safe for children. They're finding more and more of those issues. Many of the rates of pharmaceutical prescriptions has exploded in children.
Mm.
You know, with all the ADD, ADHD spectrum, learning disabilities, there's been a huge amount of increase, and there really isn't evidence-based science on what type of effect that's going to have on our children. Mm. We don't know. And some of the things that are showing up on some of the evidence that's based on that is extremely disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
So the evidence is starting to come in, and it is not on the side of the pharmaceuticals. So finding alternatives on that is something that we should do. And whenever you start on a pharmaceutical, oftentimes you wind up on another pharmaceutical to handle the effects of the other pharmaceutical. And then we start a very dangerous slide down a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm. So when should pharmaceuticals be used on children?
pharmaceuticals used on children should be a last resort. Mm-hmm. And truly, it should be more of something that's a life-threatening situation. Really, there is no valid reason to put children on pharmaceuticals unless it is of a dire consequence. Just because we don't know what's really going on, children are much more reactive than adults on pharmaceuticals. So there are definite times for pharmaceuticals for children, don't get me wrong on that. But when we look at the split on that, when we're talking about adults, 80% of all care should be structure function, which we'll reiterate what that is. Mm-hmm. And then 20% should be pharmaceutical-based or disease care-based. For children, it should be even far less. Mm-hmm. So really, we're looking at 95% of all care should be structure function-based, and only 5% should be disease care or pharmaceutically-based. And that is a very definite cut and dry picture on how things should be run. And when we have a properly running healthcare system, that is what it's going to look like. Mm-hmm. You know, no doubts about it. So we have a terrible trend in our healthcare system where children are being treated not less, but more with pharmaceuticals. It's a growing type of a section. There's a tremendous amount of research and pushing along those lines for pharmaceuticals for children. And quite frankly, it's just completely wrong.
Well, let's talk about what alternatives to pharmaceuticals are there for children.
Well, when we're talking about structure function care, understanding that is bringing the body back into homeostasis. The products, the treatments that we're looking at for that is not, it is things that make the body healthier. Health is defined as homeostasis, and homeostasis is balance in the body. So what you're doing is you're balancing the hormones, you're balancing the immune system, you're balancing the physiology of the body, you're balancing the liver, you're balancing the kidneys. And as you do that, also structurally, that's with chiropractic care, mm-hmm. on the skeletal structure, muscles that are aligned, and the structure and function, structure or physiology, both affect each other. So you can't really separate the treatments of the two, and you can't really get the best results unless you combine them. Mm-hmm. So looking at that and bringing that back into an area where that is what is basically being done, especially on children, is where you're going to get the best results. And you can provide quite a few different types of things that are structure function based. The very definition of structure function is they can do very little harm. Mm-hmm. So all the things that are structurally function based are very safe for children. All the things that are pharmaceutically or disease care based are very dangerous for children. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that we find as we are dealing with pediatricians and those who have been trained by the pharmaceutical companies in the disease care said, oh, you're taking an herbal, or oh, you're doing this, oh, that's dangerous, which is like, what? Mm-hmm. Structure function by its very definition is not dangerous. Mm-hmm. Pharmaceutical, by its very definition, is dangerous. And somehow there has been the ability through massive amounts of spending on the pharmaceutical company's part, trying to say that pharmaceuticals are safe and the structure function is dangerous, which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I guess if you just repeat something loud enough and long enough and put enough money behind it, then people start to believe it.
Even physicians.
Right. Yeah. Especially the physicians. Mm-hmm. And, you know, getting that information out there, and the physicians need to make a decision that they're no longer going to be trained by the pharmaceutical companies. And people need to wake up and realize, you know, one of the things is that physicians, I read the articles on that, are complaining that people are taking things into their own hands. Good for the people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that they're questioning things and bringing things to the light and saying, you know what, you may not be correct in this. Mm-hmm. Let me find out for myself and get some other opinions. Now, that has been a big frustration for the pharmaceutically trained physicians. Whereas I encourage my patients to be smarter, mm-hmm. to know more, and look at this as a partnership, because to really be effective in structure function care, people have to take responsibility for their own health.
And educate themselves.
Yeah. And educate themselves. And one of the things is that I, as a doctor, one of the most important things I need to do is help to educate my patients and the public at large. Because the definition of a doctor is teacher.
Mm-hmm. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about homeopathy, which I love, and homeopathy and how to have a healthy kid.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Let's talk about the different treatments here at the Prather Practice that are effective in infertility.
The most famous one is acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
Acupuncture, that's one of the things. We have a very well-known acupuncture part of our practice. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, and so most women... most couples that are coming in for the acupuncture portion. But we also let them know that there's a lot of other things that we can do that can actually help that have been well proven to facilitate pregnancy.
Well, let's go back to acupuncture. Mm-hmm. How does that help in infertility?
There's no doubt that there's quite a bit of results with acupuncture. As a matter of fact, a lot of infertility clinics, because it has improved the rate so much, is that they've added that in mm-hmm. to part of their practice. So there's no doubt that that helps. One of the things that I have found is that acupuncture is absolutely amazing on two things. One, it reduces the inflammation in through the body. Mm-hmm. And inflammation, high amounts, especially in the reproductive area, will certainly kick off infertility. Mm. So a reduction in inflammation is one of the basic types of things. The other thing that it definitely has been proven to have an effect on is the hormones of the body. Acupuncture really improves the oxytocin, which is sort of your feel-good, happy place.
That's what I hear mostly from patients after their acupuncture.
Sure.
You know, they feel so much better.
Right.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the things that you can do just to feel better immediately. I have a lot of people who have sleep disturbances, anxiety. I've had so many people who, with some regular acupuncture treatments, no longer need anti-anxiety medication. Mm. So there's just this really feel-good, and oxytocin high levels is definitely one of the hormones that really helps with fertility. So that's been very well proven, and we see that evident on every patient almost that we do. Acupuncture definitely has an effect on both of those things, and both of those things has a big part in infertility. If you're going through infertility as an issue, absolutely acupuncture is 100% safe, no real side effects. It would be foolish not to do that.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about how to have healthy kids. This is part two of a two-part series. We're talking about alternatives to pharmaceuticals for children. And something we do at the Prather Practice is homeopathics. Dr. Prather, what are homeopathics? I think there's a lot of misunderstanding.
Sure.
And how do they work?
Yeah, and homeopathy is recognized by the FDA as something that works. I've had debates with doctors mm-hmm. on homeopathy, saying that it's just sugar pills and, you know, it really doesn't do anything. And I said, have you ever prescribed nitroglycerin? They said, yeah. And I said, well, if you don't believe in it, why are you prescribing a homeopathic?
Because that's a homeopathic.
Yeah, it's a homeopathic.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that the reason that they really haven't replaced it is because homeopathy works immediately, whereas pharmaceuticals take a little bit of time. And for what's going on with the condition at that time, something that works immediately is very, very essential. So having a homeopathic along those lines, because you're not putting nitroglycerin underneath your tongue, you're putting the vibration of nitroglycerin under your tongue, which has a physiological effect that relaxes the arteries.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens immediately, and that's what you have to have in that type of situation. But there are many different types of homeopathics out there that work extremely effectively. Now, what's great about homeopathy is that in the 250 years that it's been around, there's never been a negative, a dangerous situation that's occurred from it.
How many years? 250?
250 years, and there's never been a side effect
mm-hmm.
from homeopathy. So homeopathy is extremely safe, and it either works or it doesn't do anything. So homeopathy is a great line of defense for children. And interestingly enough, as we are working with children, children respond better, quicker than adults do to homeopathy. So homeopathy is just perfect for children. It is something that is used in other countries. In France, when you get a prescription, 40% of all prescriptions are homeopathic.
Mm.
So India, England, the British royal family, that's how they're treated, is with homeopathy. And I forget how old Queen Elizabeth is right now.
90s.
Yeah, she's in her 90s, heading to 100. So it's very effective. It's very popular in India, Brazil. Quite a few of the population of the world actually depends on homeopathy. And homeopathy is absolutely made for children.
Yeah, why is that? Why is it especially helpful? I see it all the time.
Sure. The aspect of homeopathy is, and the reason that it is not as well accepted is that it's based on quantum physics.
Mm-hmm.
So it's based on vibrational type of energy and how that changes instead of chemical energy. And but 80% of all of our new inventions are based on quantum physics. If we didn't understand quantum physics, your cell phone wouldn't work. So, but when you talk to the scientists who deal with quantum physics, 80% of them said, I know it works, but I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it works on a different type of a level, not chemical or physical. It works on a vibrational level. So we don't really completely have grasped and understand quantum physics yet, but that is what it is based off of. And on children, they are more susceptible to vibrational energies and quantum physics effects than adults are, just because they're more malleable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why they respond so negatively to pharmaceuticals is also why they respond so well to homeopathics. So, you know, we can get into almost any type of condition that anyone can present and be able to come up with a homeopathic, and it doesn't force the body to do it, and that's why it's classified as a structure function care. It's one, it has no harm, and then it stimulates the body's own mechanisms to deal with the problem. So if you have a virus, well, let's take a bacteria. Because, you know, if you're doing pharmaceuticals, you're going to take an antibiotic.
For bacteria.
And antibiotics are great. They're very effective, but we have overused them, and now they are not as effective. Because the bacteria have actually developed immunity to them. But with antibiotics, you're risking, you have a certain amount of a risk with adults, but you have a much greater risk of adverse reaction with a child. Whereas you can make a homeopathic for that bacteria, and when you take it, there is absolutely no risk. And what it does is it doesn't work directly on the bacteria. It stimulates the body's own immune system to fight the bacteria, and we usually get rid of it quicker than even if they were using an antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
And children are more susceptible and more pleasantly reactive to it, where they respond faster than even adults do. So homeopathy is just absolutely geared towards children. And we can make homeopathy for every single condition out there. There are 3,000 classical homeopathic remedies, and there are 20,000 ones that have been discovered since then.
So there's something in there you can
use. There is a huge variety. So when people say homeopathy doesn't work, it's because you have to find the right remedy. Mm-hmm. You have to find the right dosage and power of that to hit it exactly. And that's where you find out the difference between a skilled homeopath and a non-skilled homeopath. If you can, Really, everything can be treated homeopathically if the homeopathic doctor knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, it is so effective on children that people say they see changes within 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, we've given them the dosage and the changes. Like, okay, it's just like nitroglycerin.
Yeah.
When you take nitroglycerin, you don't have to even wait 5 minutes. You don't have to wait 2 minutes. You don't even have to wait basically about 5 to 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, we only have to wait 5 to 10 seconds to see some of the changes that occur on the child.
So many of the children coming in, they might have homeopathic
remedies prescribed, yes, very common. Fevers, belladonna is very, very well known to take care of fevers. Earaches, aconite, belladonna, and chamomile, combination on that, is extremely effective for that, for relieving the problems.
And we carry that, it's ABC.
Right. And quite frankly, we can make up any of those homeopathics that are out there and then even more.
Well, let's talk about herbals. Are herbals safe for children?
And when you're talking about herbals, most pharmaceuticals are based off of herbals. So there are classifications of herbals. There are pharmaceutical herbals that have negative effects, and then there are safe herbals that are classified under the structure function. In other words, if you get classified underneath the structure function herbal, the rates of injury is very, very low. When we talk about people who die from pharmaceuticals a year, that is a very underreported type of a number. But if you're looking and properly prescribed pharmaceuticals, the most accurate numbers, and they also say that they're conservative, it's about 250,000 a year die from a properly prescribed pharmaceuticals, not ones that were mistakes. When you're talking about herbals and herbal deaths, the number goes somewhere between 2 and 4 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So when you sit there and say, oh, you got to be careful taking those herbals, here, take a pharmaceutical, it's like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's that has absolutely no bearing on reality, and you're completely out of touch.
Well, let's talk about herbals for children. When should they be used, and for what?
Herbals should be checked on that, but there are a huge number of very, very safe types of herbals that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
For boosting the immune system, you've got elderberry, which is fantastic. You can use olive leaf as a very excellent different type of way of boosting the immune system. You can help to help with thyroid in a very safe type of way with bayberry. In other words, there are literally thousands and thousands of herbals that you can use that we have available. We have a list of herbals that is 3,000 mm-hmm. on that can be used very safely for children.
And we have a nice way of checking which one was specifically. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the diagnostics that are very important for children.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
And I really thought I knew what pain was before this. I remember when I was about 20, I'm spending the night at a buddy's house, and I got up in the middle of the night to go get a glass of water, and I didn't turn the light on, and I hit my little toe on their coffee table. I broke it 90 degrees sideways, knocked the nail completely off. I laid in the floor and said the F word 148 times in a row. Next to a kidney stone, that made that seem like a bubble bath with Jennifer Aniston.
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the Indy A List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row, and we've been rated the top acupuncture provider by Google Plus. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking today about how to have healthy kids, part two of a two-part series. And Dr. Prather, when should children be checked for nutritional deficiencies, and how should they be checked?
Well, I mean, everybody could be checked for nutritional deficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
That is really recommended once a year. If you're going for the total wellness of an individual,
mm-hmm.
there are certain types of conditions that definitely say that you have to check for nutritional deficiencies. If there's a lowered immune system, if there's endocrine problems, if there's growth problems, if there's digestive problems.
Mm-hmm.
So there are certain conditions that automatically would be an indicator that we need to do a check for nutritional deficiencies. But quite frankly, everybody can use that.
Right, right.
You know, when we're talking about how many people come in and we don't find a nutritional deficiency on that, that's maybe that's extremely rare.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that only happens after they've been treated for a while.
And can you imagine for children, you know?
Children, yes. It's a much higher need. If you're looking for a healthy child, you know, the intelligence of the child, The learning ability of a child is all dependent upon their nutritional abilities. So, you know, if you're looking for the very best for a child, obviously going for the nutritional. If they have been suggested that they get on a pharmaceutical, especially, that's always an indication that there's probably some type of nutritional deficiency that has led to that.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the diagnostics that are real important to do for children that we do at the Prather practice.
Well, on a yearly basis, there are three basics that we recommend. One is a thorough blood test that checks all the different aspects of a person's health. Mm-hmm. And it has been called the Prather Profile. As a check on that. And I didn't name it. Actually, the labs did. Because it was a very thorough one. We put it together to show up any type of a problem that could occur in an individual. So we had that. We also have a hair analysis because that checks for heavy metals. Also for imbalances and deficiencies in the minerals. When you're talking about children, children are much more susceptible to heavy metal toxicity than adults. That's because they don't have the the barriers to absorbing heavy metals like adults do. So a child will absorb if they're exposed to a heavy metal, they will absorb it usually four times faster than an adult.
What do you see mostly in children toxic? Is it lead? Is it copper?
When you're looking at that, the most common one is aluminum.
Aluminum.
Uh-huh. Aluminum is really the most common one. And aluminum can cause quite a few problems. One, it interferes with bones. It pulls the calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus out of the bone. So oftentimes we'll see high levels of that in the hair analysis because it's being pulled out of the bone structure, making the bones weaker. It then also, especially in children, travels to the nervous system. And it is one of the more common causes of learning disabilities in children, is the high aluminum. It will also settle in the fascial material, causing aches and pains through the child. So it's probably the most common one. But we also see mercury, lead, cadmium, which causes lung and kidney damage. And then getting into the high coppers and the high manganese. All of those things can cause different types of issues, and oftentimes they're neurologically based.
Yeah, so that you get all that information, those
from the hair analysis.
From the hair analysis.
And then the gut is basically where 80% of the immune system resides, and most of the immune system, if there's immune system issues, we look to the gut. So getting a good thorough blood test, a hair analysis, and a gut analysis to see what's going on is the three basic ones that we're looking at. The National Institute of Health is doing a tremendous long-term type of study on the gut and how it influences health. And they have said that the answer to all the autoimmune issues that we're dealing with nowadays is in the gut, and also most of a huge amount of the learning disabilities is also coming from the gut. So having that evaluated is an important part, especially with children.
Yeah. So those diagnostics, we say for everybody, at least yearly.
Should be part of an annual check on every individual, in children included.
And if you're thinking, parents out there, well, you know, getting a blood draw, that's going to be fun. Our phlebotomists are so good with children.
Yeah.
That.
I actually have kids who look forward to it. I was actually shocked by that. But now we do have the screamers, but, you know, once they've had it done once, they realize it's not that bad.
Well, and children enjoy coming in. I hear parents say, my child says, we need to go, you know, see Dr. Prather. We need to...
They know
the difference that they feel.
And they really enjoy it, and especially they love the adjustments.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Sure.
What role does chiropractic play in children's health?
Well, when you're talking about the structural aspect, the chiropractic, of course, is working on the skeletal structure, mm-hmm. but we're really not, that's not our focus, it's the nervous system. And the nervous system controls everything. So if you don't have the nervous system working correctly, it's very difficult to almost fix any problem. So we always tell people that checking and getting the nervous system working correctly is the first step in getting their health mm-hmm. back to order. So it is sort of our secret weapon. Because a lot of people have been to functional doctors before, mm-hmm. but they haven't dealt with the structural part. And so, therefore, you haven't cleared up the nervous system. And unless you clear up the nervous system, you're not going to make progress in the other areas. If the central core that's telling everything how to do its physiology isn't
that's
working,
that's the nervous system.
That's right. The nervous system. Then you're not going to get the results that you want.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What else, as far as, you know, you talked about the diagnostics that are needed. We talked about homeopathy, herbals. We see a lot of otitis media kids coming mm-hmm. in. Talk about the treatment for that.
You know, of course, chiropractic, the herbals, the homeopathics are all very important mm-hmm. along those lines. Oftentimes when we're talking about otitis media or the earaches, one of the first things that we do is an adjustment. You know, when people think of adjustments, they're thinking of pretty strong type of manipulations, and that's not what's done. Mm-hmm. It's very, very gentle. Also, there's something we do called a Galbraith maneuver, which I even teach moms how to do to drain the lymphatic tissue. Mm-hmm. Then usually we prescribe aconite, belladonna, and chamomile homeopathically. Also some otitis drops, herbals, usually an elderberry, and then we do something called diathermy, shortwave diathermy, and it drains the lymphatic tissue. And usually a child, before they're done with their whole visits, they are otitis media free.
They're otitis media free. Okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to hear from Denise and Andy about their story and their children's health. They have 5 children, a lot of practice there, and they're going to share their story of their experience coming to the Prather practice.
Great. Thank you, Lisa.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
What I'm talking about today is the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, which is very dear to my heart. The Atlas Orthogonal Technique is really what saved my life. I had Graves' disease and was having a lot of difficulties with it. And I went and had an Atlas Orthogonus adjust my neck, and within 3 months, all my health problems were actually gone. So that's at the time that I decided to dedicate myself to the pursuit of people's health, because I had such a relief along this. And the basis and the cornerstone of my practice is the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, which is a specific adjustment to the cervical spine, concentrating on the atlas as a lever mechanism. The area of the atlas, occiput, and axis is the most important area of your body. It is the lower brainstem, which controls all the autonomic nervous system, the whole nervous system that is beyond our mental control. And it is considered by the body as the most important area. Any type of an injury to that area will cause instantaneous death. So looking at that and working with it can have a very, very huge impact on people's health and well-being. I actually was able to go with an intern with Dr. Sweat, who is the originator of the Atlas Orthogonal technique, and was able to be involved in the complete development. I was in the original six who was trained in that. I am at this point the only board certified Atlas orthogonist in the state of Indiana. It is a 3-year postgraduate work and can have a huge impact on people's health. Matter of fact, I consider that probably the most important thing that you can do to have the biggest impact on your health is to actually have your Atlas put back into proper position. It is something that someone needs to have done, to have checked, and make sure that that's good and should be checked at least once a year.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Well, I have Andy and Denise with us today. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you here. We've been talking about children's health, and Andy, you have been, you both have your family.
Right.
You know,
right.
Now, but Andy, you've been coming in to The Prather Practice for how long? How many years? When did you start?
Gosh, in 1984.
How old were you then?
I was 8 years old then.
Eight years old.
And so now I'm 43. I'll be 44 this year.
Wow. I think you've known Dr. Prather longer than I have as his wife.
Yeah, I think so. Just a few years. So I don't know him as well by any means.
There's a lot of patients that have known him longer than I have that have been coming.
Really?
For so long.
That's cool.
Yeah. Why did your mom bring you in?
You know, I think I'm not sure at the time back then, but probably just for general health. And then I just remember always having chiropractic adjustments as a child, and then through sports, several sports injuries that would be immediately taken care of here, to where I've seen my other teammates and stuff go through therapies and long term or even surgeries for. So that's what I remember as a child or younger.
Yeah.
Person, you know, trying to recall some of my visits here, so.
What was your experience like? In fact, you had gone to our old office when we were on the east side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
21st and Shalen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Post.
Post. Yeah.
Post.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So, Mom said, hey, we're going to go see Dr. Prather, or.
I just remember him having this computer thing, and that, you know, start touching your fingers, and then, of course, I had had other chiropractic care, probably even after or during, just because we lived probably about an hour and 15 minutes away from the Post Road, and so there was a local chiropractor, an older chiropractor, and the experience was much different there, especially with the neck rotation and you know, and
Dr. Prather
was
here.
right
yeah.
And so his adjustments were so much more incredible and the better results, and so.
And now you have your family, and you brought Denise along.
Right. I'll go ahead and tell the world it was like a prerequisite to marriage. I had to get checked out by Prather before.
It was, you know, she says that it was only to just, you know, she had a couple of help.
He's having his guy check me out before he marries me. Oh my God. It was probably really smart to do that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
well,
so.
Well, that's
yeah.
all right. He had his staff check me out before.
Did he? That was too funny. Yeah, so we brought all of our babies in. I mean, as a newborns, they were all on Prather's table. Mm-hmm. And
within weeks of them being born. You know?
Usually we try to get them within days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just because we know chiropractic is so important. And through the birthing process, they just need help sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the care started when I was pregnant. I came here through all my pregnancies and saw Dr. Prather through all that. And he kept watch on things and, you know, just did tests to make sure everything was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Probably kept you alive through a few of those pregnancies.
Yeah, some of them were really bad.
Wow.
Yeah, some of them were really bad. I think even he was worried a couple times, but we just got through it. And our choice was always Dr. Prather because we just trust him and We've just seen him pull through a lot for us. So
yeah, and when you think about the care you got while you were pregnant, I mean, so important.
Yeah.
There can be misalignments, the hips, the pelvis gets so lax. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That I remember in my pregnancy, him having to adjust me because of the pelvis.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. And I actually did natural births and home births, and so that was even more important to me that I wanted to make sure I was ready, you know. And so, yeah, we relied on him heavily for those months.
Right. And so you'd bring your babies in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Why did you do that? There might be some listeners to say, why bring them in?
Sure.
And our model is structure function care. You're talking about the chiropractic, but I know you get other services here.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So we brought the babies in usually right away after they were born just to make sure for the chiropractic. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like we would have him help us just along the way with just checking them. Just Prather can... He's gifted, and he can put his hands on someone and know if there's organ trouble or inflammation somewhere that it shouldn't be. And I think a big reason I always wanted the babies to be seen by him is because I feel like he knows why the skeleton might move to accommodate an organ that's in trouble. And I think that's like a lost art in a lot of places. So we knew if he could check the babies out, that if there was anything going to come up or cause trouble, he could probably feel it or see it, you know, see it coming. So
did you have any babies that were colicky?
No.
It's probably that Jacob a little bit.
Maybe Jacob. I'm sorry. Yeah, in the very beginning. Yeah, yeah. And it was, I mean, and then like even some of the babies would have, we've had five, that's why I say some, but some of them might have like bowel trouble. Like I was worried their bowels weren't moving, and usually one adjustment took care of that.
Or the color changed a little bit, and he was able to give them a little something to help their liver start digesting milk or...
Right. Very recently, our little boy, who's 20 months old, we brought him in because his stools changed. And, I mean, Dr. Prather knew what to do and fixed him up. And it was just easy peasy. And it was over in a week, you know.
Mm-hmm. We also had him check, because we, a few times, we had to do some homemade formulas.
Right.
And so we wanted to make sure that all the supplements that we were using in those
formulas
were agreed with, and you know, there was a couple of them we had to remove or modify a little bit. And
Yeah, he was able to check those against their system to make sure they were in agreement, you know, and they were helpful, not harmful. So, and then most recently, Rella had a terrible, she's 11, she had a terrible spider bite, and we were really worried about it, and it actually affected the whole left side of her body. And Prather himself worked on her for 45 minutes, I think, and just worked on her lymph and helped release all that. And I'm glad I brought her in because she was so sore and sick, and I had no idea. I thought it was a pulled muscle. And he's like, no, there's something toxic going on. And he found the spider bite. And so that was the real reason. But it was really awesome to see that he headed off a big problem I didn't even know about. You know?
Right, right. So. That's great. So do your kids like coming in?
They do. Yeah, they do.
And they even ask for, you know, my neck's bothering me. It's been bothering me for several days. I need to get in.
Yeah.
You know, whether they've had a fall or what.
Kids know.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they do.
They know.
And we've always wanted to take a little proactive approach, you know, to try to keep your health up, not just take care of a problem a little bit. And I think that they have become heightened in their awareness of how they're feeling or what's wrong. And
in fact, it's even caused fights because they pressure me so much. I want to go to Prather. I need an adjustment. I'm like, it's 2 hours almost. I'll get you there as soon as I can.
But yeah, it's a 2-hour drive for you guys.
Almost, yeah. So, but they're on it. I mean, they like coming. It's not a normal. They're not afraid to come here. They ask to come here.
Because they know they feel better after.
Yeah.
And I just have to commend you as parents. I think sometimes we feel like our kids are healthy, or, you know, it's hard to know, but you knew right from the beginning to bring them in. And like you said, being proactive and getting them checked.
Right, so important.
Yeah, so important.
It bothers me to think of the kids that don't have access to something like that, you know, because it just, I feel like we're setting them up for, you know, years down the road. This stuff's going to pay off years down the road. Mm-hmm. This type of care will. So.
Yeah, and just thinking about that spider bite, if it hadn't been taken care of, or you would think it was a pulled muscle, right?
Yeah, exactly. You didn't see, reason I thought it was a pulled muscle is because so many toxins had settled in a lymph, in one single lymph node that was nowhere close to the spider bite. Mm-hmm. So I brought her in for that one area, and it just, you know, we figured out what the real problem was. But yeah, that would have been very serious in a couple days if he hadn't got his hands on her. So,
what have you found to be very beneficial? You've talked a little bit for your family and listeners out there that have children. Mm-hmm. What would you say to them to encourage this type of health care for their family?
Sure. It really gives you a way to head off problems before they're real problems. The chiropractic care and the way you guys approach it as a team with just the whole body as a part of what's going on, there's so much more to it than just fixing a symptom. And you can fix symptoms all throughout their childhood, but I really believe here it's so much deeper than that.
Or the origin.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's told me before, I've come in for some weird symptom, and he'll be like, well, that's because it's your liver. And you're like, what? This has nothing to do with, you know, you don't think that
you're
way.
You're thinking it's a structural.
Right. Uh-huh. And, but he's right. But see, he can fix it in such a short amount of time and very easily compared to, you know, who knows if anybody else would have gotten to the root of the problem, because I'm maybe coming in for a backache or something like that.
Right.
So that's, I think that's the one of the biggest benefits for sure, is getting to the root of the real problem and then the value in that down the road.
Right.
What it prevents.
Because so many of our issues as we get older could stem from childhood, you know, if they're not taking care of their...
Right.
And even with, you know, viruses and stuff they could get post-vaccine or, you know, the viruses can be attacked with the homeopathics to where you there's no other way to fight it. Each one of our kids even have had, you know, different things come up, and we've not had to worry about how we're going to deal with this because...
We scream here.
Yeah, and just know that we can go here. So,
And one of our kids, or two of them... Shoot, maybe three of them actually had the measles, and we brought them here, and it was a 1 or 2 day thing. They took homeopathics, and it was over with. And they, I think it happened even before they would have gotten any vaccines.
Yeah, Benjamin's was like at 9 months,
and now he's immune to it.
Right. And you know, Dr. Prather knew that historically, children that had cod liver oil in their diet, you know, would fight that virus.
That
way.
Vitamin A. We just did a show on that
about
a month ago. Yeah.
Cool.
And the importance of vitamin A.
And it just so either he had already had the kids taking that at some point in time. I think they were eating off the homemade formula. It had already had the cod liver oil in it too. So they always handled it really well. And
we've just seen so many results from homeopathics and how he can zone in on whatever's happening, you know, and we just get results right away with those.
And now your children have had the blood work.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yep. Yep, they sure have. Even Ethan, who was about 18 months old when he got blood work.
How'd that go?
Pretty loud.
But we have great phlebotomists here that work with children.
Yeah, I was worried about it, but it actually wasn't too bad.
It wasn't too bad.
I was like, man, he did okay with that. But, you know, that's a great thing to have and to check. And that's when we actually did blood work here when he had the bowel trouble here recently. So that's why we got blood work. But
great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Happy to.
Yeah, I know it'll be helpful for someone listening out there. Thank you.
Good. You're very welcome.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.